County Visitors Bureau, Kathleen Seberg, Executive Director. Hi.
Hello.
Right now we're on a lake, a real legendary lake.
It's true. Yes, it's Chicago's playground. Definitely.
The roots of the name of Lake Geneva. I always assumed it had something to do with Switzerland.
As far as I know, it would be more from the East Coast, New York area, and perhaps that area was from the original Lake Geneva.
Okay. That being said, the roots of town go back, what, 1840s?
Right? Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, originally, you know, we have a famous shore path that goes around the lake, and that was formed by the Native Americans. And so being settled here, yeah, the roots go back to the formation of the state.
Give us a little word picture of the place, because it is so cute, so quaint, so beautiful, so rural, so stunning, and yet so close to big city.
It is an iconic small Midwestern town that has all the amenities of a larger city. We're nestled between four major metropolitan areas, Chicago, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, and Rockford, Illinois. So it's just a quick hop to get to a major metropolitan area, yet we retain the quaintness of a small Midwestern town.
And back in the day, in the Gilded Age and the robber baron era, this place was and remains in some respects the prime destination for people that are incredibly wealthy that come and build their summer mansions.
Absolutely. I mean, more recently, modern times, it would be, you know, the Cubs or the Bears building summer homes here. But we have Wrigley Estate and Maytag, the family that started the Yellow Cab Company in Chicago. So the names are forever ingrained in our history books.
Not only do the names live on, but their houses, their mansions are incredible. Talk about a world-class architectural tour.
Oh, absolutely. If you've experienced the lake tour around Geneva Lake, you'll see some of these just amazing homes. Old Victorians that have been here since Chicago started coming north to more modern mansion palatial homes.
And we're talking some that you might think they're a grand hotel, but it's one guy's place.
It's one person's summer cottage, yes.
A couple of them have morphed into inns and hotels, right?
Yes, most definitely.
So tell us about some of the fun things to do during the season.
I'm a resident, has raised my children here, and so some of the things that we love to do, just the lake itself, getting out on the lake or going to just one of the many public beaches that surround the lake. We have some great communities, wonderful festivals that the lake is the backdrop for, and the summer is filled, like, every weekend. If you say you're bored, you're not looking in the right place because there's something going on all the time.
The lake itself is very fascinating from a geologic standpoint.
Yeah, it was formed by a glacier, and it's spring-fed. So it's a cool, clear lake, and it's wonderful to swim in, do water sports. You know, some of the other things that we have going on around the lake is that almost every community has free concerts in their parks. We have a symphony orchestra that's based here. I could just go on and on and on with all the different activities that you could do here.
And there are some iconic places that have been around here for decades and decades and have reinvented themselves and chug along. The Playboy Bunnies came here. Tell us about that era.
Grand Geneva was originally built as a Playboy Bunny, one of his clubs. And so that's been around for decades, and it went through a few different managing companies, but it's with the Marcus Corporation now, and it's called the Grand Geneva Resort, and it is the top resort in the state, I really believe so. It's just gorgeous and wonderful, and you'll be treated very well there.
Can you talk to us about some of the more intimate places to stay, the B&Bs and inns?
Oh, absolutely. We actually have one of our historic homes is called the Baker House. We also have Maxwell Mansion, and they're actually owned by the same company, but they are the original mansions that were built on the lake, and they have been converted into bed and breakfasts or restaurants, and just the experience that you will get there, the exquisite, the elegance, it's just amazing. If you were to stay in one of those rooms, you would think you were in Europe. It's just amazing.
And if you're not staying in a room, you still can experience the really awesome historic architecture here via architectural tours, I understand.
Oh, yes. The Wisconsin Historical Society operates one of our museums that sits on the lake. It was donated to the Historical Society from the same family that built the home back in 1888. And they actually operate tours throughout the city itself, pointing out the different architectural things that you should be aware of. One of them would be Riviera Park. In that building itself, right now they host wedding receptions and things like that, and that's where the boat tours that go around the lake leave from. But in the day, they would host big bands, and then farther on, there would be more contemporary bands would be playing in that building. And then that's one of our landmarks is the Riviera Building.
So back in the day, it would be the big band.
Yes.
Like
and then the more
Tommy
modern
Dorsey
you got.
Or,
exactly.
Yeah.
And right there, right on the lake where, you know, right now the boats leave to go on tours. Yes. And, you know, throughout the city, you'll still find architectural. And the Maple Street Historic District is not too far off of the downtown. They formed this district, and a lot of the homes there are on the historic register. And as you could just walk through that street, it kind of reminds me of the Garden District of New Orleans, all the old homes that really meant something to the area.
Great walking tours. Then.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the boat clubs on the lake.
Oh my gosh, you could be a part of the yacht club, there's the private country club. During the winter time, there's the ice boating club. So, oh yeah, if you're into boating, we'll take care of you.
Well, let's talk about winter on the lake.
Oh yeah.
Because you've got...
I opened up that door, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Well, life keeps on chugging big time here. Yeah,
yes.
The middle of winter.
Well, you know, hopefully the lake freezes over, you know, if the weather gets cold enough. And then if you're lucky enough, you'll get to see the ice boats race. And they are amazing as fast as they go. It's just so cool to watch. Someday I hope to be able to ride one and ice skating. And, you know, they might hold an impromptu hockey game. And the lake is the source of our entertainment.
Ice shanties out there? People go out ice fishing a bit?
That's just a given. Just a given. Definitely. You'll see the ice shanties dotting the lake. And the diehard fishermen, they love their ice fishing. Fantastic fishing on Delavan Lake and Lake Geneva.
So what type of fish do they catch?
Trout, bass. I think they have walleye, too.
Okay, so how about places to eat, cuisine? Do you have a real iconic regional cuisine?
Well, we do have Popeyes, which is right on the corner overlooking the lake, and that's an interesting story. What I understand is that it's not the Popeyes chicken, but it's our own very own Popeyes, and they had made a deal with corporate, the Popeyes chicken people, that they wouldn't leave the area if Popeyes didn't come in. So because they were created about the same time,
like a truce.
They formed a truce, and so our Popeyes is the Popeyes, and it's fantastic, and it has passed on through the generations, so it's family-owned and remains to this day. Some of the other, where we're eating now, Egg Harbor Cafe, it's right across from the lake, and it is fantastic food. We have Gino's East, which is a Chicago icon. We have one of those right here. Sprecher's, which is a brewery, Wisconsin favorite, right here in Lake Geneva. And the list could go on and on. Usually when people ask me, where should I eat? My first question is, well, what are you hungry for? Because we have it.
It follows, listening to you and even walking around, driving around. This is not a chain store or a corporate flag place. It's mostly mom and pa and local family owned, right?
It is not, and that's one of the things I truly love about the area, is that they really encourage mom and pop, private ownership. They don't necessarily want, you know, big conglomerates to come in, and so you'll see that these are all unique. They have a flavor of their own, and they'll please you, definitely.
And you touched on beer, which is one of the four food groups in Wisconsin.
Sausage, cheese, beer, be one of the food groups. Beer, Sprecher's, as I mentioned earlier, they're a Wisconsin brewery. They're located right here in Lake Geneva. There's also a Geneva Lake Brewing located right here in Lake Geneva. And we also have quite a few wineries that are scattered throughout the county, which would be interesting. Some of the grapes are actually grown right here.
Kind of modified to do really good here.
They're really good. They're actually award-winning. I know that some of the vines that are grown locally here are the same vines that are grown in northern New York. So they just moved them on over here.
Before we go, tell us a little bit about Winterfest, which I hear is a real hopping time here.
I'd say Winterfest is one of the major festivals for our area, and it's actually the National Snow Sculpting Competition. It's held right in Riviera Park and the park that along the shoreline there. What they do is the snow sculptors come in, and they get large blocks of snow that we create, and they get, I think, 3 days to carve, and then they judge themselves. And so they pick a winner, and that winner goes on to international. But we are the National Snow Sculpting Competition right here. And in conjunction with Winterfest, there are other activities that are going on also. But it's the intricate detail. And there's probably, you know, there could be 20 different snow sculptures that are scattered along the lakefront. And the thousands and thousands of people that come to see them. They are truly pieces of art. They're amazing.
What fascinates me about Midwest, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, or whatever. I was in Door County in January a couple years ago, and life goes on very much. It doesn't change. It doesn't matter whether it's winter or summer.
No, it does not.
You just change your how many layers of clothes you have.
It's just the number of layers, exactly. Yeah. Because Winterfest happens, actually, it's always accumulates on the first weekend of February. So it could be cold. Some Winterfests, you know, we've been lucky that the snow sculptors haven't melted by 5 p.m. because people are walking around in T-shirts. It's so warm. So the weather could fluctuate quite a bit. But, you just add layers.
I love it. Life always chugs on.
It does. Yeah. It does. Absolutely.
Kathleen Seberg, Executive Director of the Walworth County Visitors Bureau. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. And you guys have a website?
We do. It's visitwalworthcounty.com. I just thought of this. We have one of the oldest and largest fairs, county fairs, in the state. I think it's the last remaining alcohol-free county fair. Just a unique little point there. And
yeah,
if you really want a true, like, family,
wholesome
experience, right here. And that's over Labor Day weekend.
Briefly, Walworth County, yes. What does it encompass?
Whitewater to East Troy, Lake Geneva, Elkhorn, Delavan, Genoa City, Fontana, Sharon, Williams Bay, and all the little towns in between.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Lake Geneva in Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.